The Post Sports Bar and Grill wants to thank everyone for their support. They are happy to announce they are now open for partial dining. They'll be taking extra precautions to make sure you stay safe during your visit, including sanitation stations, one-time use utensils, and social distancing norms. They've got a new menu they can't wait for you to try out. Still want to post up at home? Order direct from the Post in-house delivery. You can check out all the reopening info, the new menu, and order now at thepostsportsbar.com. Stay posted, my friend.
Hey, St. Louis, since you can't go to Busch Stadium, let Schnucks bring the stadium to you. Two lucky Schnucks Rewards members will win a very unique Cardinals experience. Schnucks will bring a giant TV, ballpark food, Anheuser-Busch beer, and several other surprises from the stadium to your backyard for a Cardinals watch party. There will even be special appearances from former Cardinal players. All you have to do is download the Schnucks Rewards app and enter to win. So download Schnucks Rewards and have Schnucks bring Busch Stadium to your backyard.
Shop local for all of your medical and sanitation supply needs with family-owned St. Louis staple Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Everyone is getting back to work, and Bertarelli Cutlery can customize your plexiglass dividers for your workplace. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
The Village Bar is open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup, and the dining room is now open. Get a couple burgers for yourself, or their quart-sized chili is perfect to feed the entire family. Located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
Our homes are where we feel the most happy, safe, and secure. So when we see signs of foundation problems, like cracks and uneven floors, we want to make sure it's fixed forever. At Woods Basement Systems, we understand. We've been eliminating foundation worries since 1986. Call Woods at 800-388-9326 for a free estimate. That's 800-388-9326 and stop worrying. Foundation problems don't get better with time. They get better with us, the All Things Basement-y experts. Go online to WoodsBasementSystems.com today. That's WoodsBasementSystems.com.
Looking for a neighborhood spot with great atmosphere and amazing food? Look no further than the Country Club Bar and Grill. Stop by for their bacon cheddar burger as featured by Frank Cusimano in his food picks. This gem is locally owned and they keep it simple. Just the best product available in town and prepared the right way. They're open 11 a.m. to 1 a.m. every day but Sunday, right off 141 in Clayton in Lamp and Lantern Village. Their tables are socially distanced and they offer plenty of patio seating. We hope to see you at the Country Club.
590 The Fan and the Ryan Kelly Morning After are happy to announce registration for the Lemmings Open Golf Tournament on Friday, October 23rd, presented by Michelob Ultra and GFI Digital. For some tickets will be $600 and will include golf and cart for four players, lunch, and booze. The tournament will take place at Gateway National and get started with a 10:30 shotgun start. Get your tickets now. This is a first-come, first-serve event. Go to eventbrite.com and search Lemmings Open to sign up today or find the link under events on 590thefan.com.
Diana from Neustetter's Fine Jewelers here to remind you, we don't just offer the best pieces, we offer one of the last master hand engravers in our country. My father can create timeless, personal, and unforgettable pieces. Come by our showroom at the corner of Big Ben and Doherty Ferry or learn more online at wowdiamonds.com.
Powerful voice of Kate Smith to introduce the most powerful radio hour in all of radio, the Playhouse. Here we go.
Vineyard's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
Heaven.
And we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
genitalia.
I like the way he talks. I'd like for that show to come back on. Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to for the large morning show in the afternoon. I was talking to Bobby the other day. He said, Daddy, how did you get in radio? I said, hell, I don't know. It's an accident. I was in the propane sales business. And then, next thing you know, I tell a joke, and I'm on the radio on 590 The Fan.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Hank Hill from King of the Hill.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the September 15th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Complete Auto Body. And there's a reason that Complete is the perfect name. We'll talk after this.
Hey!
At the control board.
See, I can't stop it. When you start that stuff, it's hard to stop. At the control board, where he belongs, in the country where he belongs, because for 19 years we lost him to Great Britain. 10 of those years he lived in Birmingham, England. Yes, he is the one, the only, Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips. Say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Still in Indiana. Mm. Bill Cleveland. What?
I said, yep.
Still in that, what, Park County?
No, he's in Marshall, Indiana.
Ah, getting around. Well, I have no idea what is in Marshall, but I'm sure we'll find out, so we'll get to him later. We can get to this guy right now, sitting behind the glass in his own self-contained cubicle. It's like having your own office. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, why don't you say hello to your sponsor?
I would like to say hi and thanks to First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the entire St. Louis area, with over 40 locations in Missouri and Illinois, including some Walmart locations. They have great rates on car loans and home loans, along with home equity loans starting at 2.75% for the first 12 months. First Community Credit Union is a great place for all of your banking needs. To find out more, go to
FirstCommunity.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
You've seen these jugglers.
Oh, happy birthday to my sister, Lisa. It's her birthday today.
Can't do that.
You almost forgot that.
I know it.
And even though you remembered it?
Yes.
Apparently, you didn't even read the handbook. You can't even do that. Not now.
Oh, man.
It says in the contract, in the third year of our being here, we could do that the first 2 years, but we can't do it in the third year. We're almost finishing the third year, so you can't do it. Sorry, Lisa. Okay. Sorry you had to hear that. There's jugglers that juggle like a bowling ball and a chainsaw and a comb. You know, like three completely... Kind of like this guy, juggling three jobs. He's the head of research for this show. He's the newsman for this show. And then there's another thing that he does that has nothing to do with this place. It's his real job. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn, say hello to your sponsor.
Hello and a big thank you to the Law Office of Scott Sherman, reminding you on either side of the river, the Law Office of Scott Sherman is taking inquiries for people who think they might be eligible for class action lawsuits on the following products. Bayer, which has announced it'll pay billions to settle lawsuits brought by people that contracted non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after using the weed killer Roundup. Users of ranitidine, including products like Zantac and other dangerous products, including talcum powder. The Law Office of Scott Sherman is handling Roundup cases and others, and standing by if you think you might be eligible. All you need to do is shoot him a quick email. LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com. LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com. And remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important one and should not be made solely on advertisements. And I'd like to say a big happy birthday to Dan's sister, Lisa.
Apparently you didn't pay attention and didn't listen. You can't do that.
Sorry, I don't listen to the show.
When you talk about talcum powder, I'm glad women no longer... They used to have a big powder puff thing, and they would... And powder just went everywhere, like all over the room. Mm-hmm. I remember like watching when I was a kid, my mom and all women, I could powder my nose. And they actually did powder their nose, and the whole place was just covered like an explosion of dust. Yeah. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And right before the show, I told Tim when I walked in, I rarely really get real hungry anymore. I ate too much for a long time, but I've sort of gotten used to not eating so much. But today, for some reason, I was so hungry. So I went to, there's a Snooks practically across the street here, and I went to the deli. I just walked up to the woman. I said, I'm so hungry, I can't stand it. I just get, let me see what you got in the deli. And so I got a, I'll talk about it later, because it was really good and it's something hard to find that's done right. But I also stared down one of my favorite foods and I made myself walk away. And Rat Boy, I'm going to tell you what it was. It was macaroni, but it wasn't just macaroni. Oh. You know what was with it, don't
cheese.
You? That's right. Mac and cheese, one of my favorite things. And especially if it's got a lot of cheese.
Ooh.
And I just cheese. Backed away and took the other stuff and got out of there before I could change my mind. Would you please show your appreciation, because this band, this orchestra, is so much better than any other radio station in-house orchestra. And I'm talking about Bruce Limpest and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Well, we all have cars. Most of us have cars. Enough of us that it's pretty safe to say all. It's close to all. There may be a person or two out there who, for whatever reason, doesn't drive or just likes to take an Uber or cab or whatever. But we have cars, and cars have to be serviced. And sometimes cars get in accidents. Sometimes it's just you and not another car. You backed into a pole, or you kind of clipped something, or maybe it's a fender bender and there are two cars involved. Well, cars need service, and cars need to be repaired. Unless you're a person who doesn't care about your car and you don't mind looking at that dented, caved-in door for the rest of the time you own it, I can't do that. So why not have it done right? Complete Auto Body is a terrific body shop. I am a perfectionist when it comes to body work. Years ago, and I mean like 30 years ago, I had a pretty nice car, and it got hit. And I knew a friend of mine had a red BMW, and he'd been in an accident. And I remember looking at the work that was done. And I said, where'd you take that? And he told me, and I went there and I met the guy. And it's one of what I think are the three best body shops that I know of in the St. Louis area. And one of them, of course, is Complete. And I remember what this guy said to me. He said, the way you can really tell if the work is perfect, he said, don't just settle for what it looks like when you go to pick it up. Wait until you get it out of there. Look at it at dawn when the sun's coming up, look at it at noon, look at it at sunset, look at it at night in the moonlight, look at it under a street light, and look at it in every kind of light you can. And if every one of those situations it matches perfectly and you can't see any difference, then it's a perfect job. And it made sense to me, because I have seen work that looked pretty good until you got it in a different light and you go, wait a minute, the back quarter panel is just slightly off from the rest of the car. No, not a Complete Auto Body. It won't be off. It'll be perfect. They are in the collision repair business, and they're in it big time. They're also in the service business. Cars need service. There's not an oil that's made that you're supposed to run for 100,000 miles or even 50. There's synthetic oil. You can run 15 to 20,000, some of it. You have the oil changed. Got to have brakes. Got to have tires. They do all that at Complete Auto Body. They service, on average, 500 cars a week. It's a lot of cars and a lot of service. They do individual cars for individuals. They do fleet vehicles for companies. And for some companies, they do lots of fleet vehicles. I'm still talking about Complete Auto Body. Yes, the collision people. Because they're also in the service business. So, unless you're a person who really doesn't care if it's done right, and there are some of those people. I have known people who do not care about their cars. They will drive a car around, even though they've gotten the insurance money to have it fixed. They just take it and do something else with it, and as long as they own it, the door is caved in. I can't do that. I can't even live with a door ding or a scratch or a shopping cart dent. And when I get it repaired, I want it perfect. Now, the only work, in all honesty, that I've had done from Complete Auto Body was I hit a sign and ripped my mirror off and had them replace it, but it came in unpainted. So they had to match the paint, and it's a very unusual color. It's not a standard color for this car. It's a steel blue, and it's also 10-year-old paint. So that same paint, when it was new, is going to look slightly different when it's 10 years old. Over time, it changes a little. They matched it perfectly. They painted that mirror housing to look like 10-year-old paint that was in great shape. It's a perfect match. So I don't want to be in another accident anytime soon, but if I am, I already feel good knowing that if I take it to Complete Auto Body, the work's going to be perfect. Yours will be too. So whether it's service or body work or towing, because they have their own towing company, A to B Towing, they own that. Nice to have your own towing company. They do a great job too. I've used them also. They're in Hazelwood, Delwood, and St. Peter's. Complete Auto Body. The website's pretty easy. It's Complete AB, as in Auto Body, CompleteAB.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Dulles.
We understand that today is in Marshall, Indiana. Never heard of it. But we're all going to hear of it in just a minute when we hear from Bill Cleveland, brought to you by Window World. Number one, by far. Number one when it comes to replacement windows. Nobody else comes close. Biggest seller in the country. You can find out more at WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Live from Marshall, Indiana, Bill Cleveland. How you doing, Bill?
I am I'm doing all right, except for I'm just telling Dan, I just got bitten by a mosquito. I got this big welt on my arm. Hey, mosquitoes are horrible.
How do you know it was a mosquito?
Well, because it looks like every mosquito bite I've had for 40 years. It's just a little small
No. You're in Marshall, Indiana. When I heard you were there, I did a little digging. Home of the venomous Marshall mosquito. Only found in Marshall. Oh. Highly venomous. Mm-hmm. You have 3 hours to live.
Oh, mm-hmm. No.
Oh, sorry. Gosh.
Yeah,
oh.
Sorry.
Well, live it up.
I thought you were going to tell me I had COVID.
Sucks to be you.
No, does it itch?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's what it says.
That's 2 hours. That's a 2 hour mark.
Is that starts one of the traits?
Well, it says if it itches, you got 2 hours to live. Tim's right. It cuts an hour off. So, sorry. Nice knowing you.
I got my segment in.
Do you know that I don't get mosquito bites? Isn't that weird? Mosquitoes do not bite me.
Really?
I see people like slapping. They don't bite me. I haven't had a mosquito bite in years.
Maybe.
And some people don't get poisoned. They could roll in poison ivy. It doesn't bother them.
They said mosquitoes like people that are sweet.
Yeah, right. Maybe your blood's just too bitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe that's it. Bitter.
Wow.
I'm not a teenager. Maybe they like young people. Well, I'm not a teenager.
Thank you.
My
British accent. Better and better.
Thank you very much. Yeah. So what's in Marshall, Indiana?
So I'm at a place called Turkey Run State Park. So this is the most popular state park. Oh, hey.
Well done.
Nice.
Now Dan's in the sound effects business.
I feel left out.
Holy cow.
Tim, we got to get our own sound machine. Everybody else has a sound machine.
I'm looking
box.
On Amazon right now.
Wow. I thought I had mosquitoes and turkeys in the room here. Oh. That's how life like that was. So 2,300 acres worth of land here. And I guess it is the most popular state park in Indiana. And for people listening now, you're in the St. Louis area and you like to, go fishing, hiking, canoeing, camping, that sort of thing. This is a great place. It's only 3 hours, maybe just over 3 hours away.
All right, I don't mean to put down your report here, but everything you just mentioned, we can do here, all of it. Okay, Indiana, and help me, anybody here, if you disagree, I don't ever hear anything about Indiana that just blows me away, or never hear anybody say, "Yeah, man, we went to Indiana." So maybe this is the exception to that misconception that it's just a boring state.
No.
But the stuff you just said, I watch these tourism commercials and see, come to Tennessee. Wow. And then they show a guy playing golf, and I go, I can do that here. They show a guy fishing, I can do that here. They'll be in a boat, I can do that here. It's almost like, we don't really have anything you don't have, but come here anyway.
Some people like to leave their house, but that's just...
No, that's a good point.
Maybe everyone else on Earth, yeah.
That's a good point.
This report brought to you by the Indiana Tourism Bureau. Bureau.
Yes.
Holy moly. Now, I have not met anyone from St. Louis on this trip, but I have met folks from other parts of the country that have heard about the park and have came here to do it. But you can definitely hike in places in Missouri, certainly, but part of the, I think, experience of hiking is seeing different scenes and being in different places and different surroundings. And so
I would agree. Hikers cannot find enough places to hike. Different places to hike. That's true.
Absolutely. Yeah. Same with, you know, get the canoeing. You know, every stream is a little bit different. And camping, I think, is interesting because there are places where you can go to a campground and you're literally, 30 feet away from somebody else in a tent. That to me is not interesting. I don't want to be in like a little neighborhood of tents. If I'm going to camp, I would rather be away from everyone else.
Yeah, with a crackling fire and maybe a lake in the distance, a couple of fishing poles, and just you and whoever you're with. Yeah, and nobody to bug you. Hey, where are you from?
Chainsaw and a goalie mask.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to deal with all that.
So just that. A couple of quick things here just about my experience today driving around and doing a little sightseeing and tracking down a few more of these covered bridges. But first one, reading a map. So for the last 2 days, I've had to read just a physical map trying to find different places in this part of the country. How many people do you think can still actually read a physical map?
Six.
Wow.
Well, I don't know about I don't know whether they can. They just haven't had to for 20 years.
Right.
Wow.
Well, exactly. Yeah, and so it's like, follow the red line out of the blue dot and go here and do it. But, yeah, and so it was, oh, my God. So do that today. I thought that was interesting. Here's the other thing.
Were you having problems with, Google Maps on your phone or anything?
Well, so I don't know. I have it. But they gave me a map of all of the sites in this county in Southwest Indiana, and I mentioned there's all these covered bridges.
Yeah.
And it's not so much the covered bridge; it's just the little towns in between, and so it was fun. But it was almost like a scavenger hunt trying to find all these different things.
I tell you what I do like about a map. Here's what I like about a map: you open a map. And it actually is a much better way to go, well, we're here, and it's way up here. You get a better feel for how far something is, I think, with a open map opened up. You don't get on the screen.
No, and I actually enjoyed it, though. It was, you do get spoiled using the GPS and using your phone or whatever, but I'm glad I had a map.
True story, Bill. When I bought my PI firm from another PI who was getting out and he sold his business, he actually asked my business partner and I, we bought the cameras and the tripods. And he goes, here, and here's my box of maps. I said, these maps were like huge. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't want those. You got to understand something, bro. If GPS didn't exist, I wouldn't be buying this business. This guy was a PI for 15 years trying to find these remote little small on these huge box of maps he had to take around.
Can you imagine the reaction to the people who printed and made road maps when they saw the first Garmin? Or they go, what? No! They knew they were done. The map business was over.
Well, they still make them,
but Bill, there was a time when every glove box in every car had maps folded up in it of Missouri or Ohio, wherever your family was going. Right. Every car had maps.
AAA is one of my clients, and every time I walk in there off of Highway 40 to go meet one of the adjusters out there, they have their travel agencies there, and no knock on old people, but every time I'm in there,
somebody's getting
there's an older couple sitting with a travel agent, and they have a printed map on. Right. Now you need to check this place out, and then you need to come over here. Oh, did we turn left over here? And they're making notes on the map.
I guarantee you, for those people, they still do what they call a trip ticket, where they hand them a printed out, lined out trip ticket. They call it, telling them every turn to make on that map. Oh, yeah,
amazing.
It's just not
it's difficult if you travel solo trying to navigate with a map, and that's not really safe, and that's what I was doing today. But if you have somebody that's helping you navigate, you can still
You open the map and you realize you just covered the whole windshield of the car while you're driving, and you can't see anything.
You think texting and driving is dangerous? How about mapping and driving? You know, you got this big thing in front of your head.
And how about refolding a map? That was never easy.
You never got it to fold the exact way that it was supposed to go.
No, ever.
I went to a little town today called Belmore, Indiana. So when I say little town, I mean this thing basically was like an intersection. It was just a real small town. And as I was driving through, I knew I had to come back that direction again. And so when I did, I saw a little hamburger shack/Shake Shack, I guess you would call it. and just a little tiny thing. And I said, you know what? I am going to stop here. It was called the Big Berry Drive-In. And I had one of the best cheeseburgers I have had in a long time and a strawberry cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy.
And these places are always, maybe not always, but for the most part, these are the best places to eat instead of stopping at a chain that you're familiar with.
No, I agree.
And oh my gosh, it was so good. Which leads me to my last question I was going to throw at you guys today because I was thinking about this. So when I drive around, I always have a particular snack food that I take with me. And snack food for a road trip has to be very particular because you don't want, you know, stuff on your fingers. You don't want your car to stink or, you know, that knocks Doritos out.
Or you don't want your steering wheel to be orange when you get where you're going.
Yes. So what is your go-to road trip snack food?
Pretzel combos for a savory snack, the pizza ones, and then Twizzlers for a sweet snack.
M&M peanut, or M&M almond.
We used to call this road trip crack at Gateway Investigations. I'd send somebody a long trip, I'd get them a big jug of those square peanut butter filled pretzels.
Oh, just had some the other night.
You can't stop eating them.
I just had some the other night.
It's crack.
Come in a big plastic jar looking thing.
You can't stop.
Yep, that's a good one, and it's not messy.
Maybe some trail mix or
I love
or like
See, but
cashews.
Trail mix is but trail mix is salty, and you get that on your fingers, and I just don't.
Yeah.
But I like mine. I will have regular pretzels. That is my go-to road trip snack food.
Man, I'm with Tim. So those peanut butter filled pretzel squares.
I'll heat up pizza rolls in my microwave in the car.
That's a good one. That's funny.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, your car had a microwave.
That's funny.
Okay. Well, I had a lot more, but after hearing Dan's comment, I just...
Don't try to be funny, will you, meathead?
Okay, sorry.
Golf clap on Archie Bunker.
Thank you.
That's the first for this show, I think, at least since I've been on it.
No, I've heard it. Heard not long ago he did it.
Oh, yep. Okay.
He's on it.
Go ahead, Bill. Right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to...
Oh, is Bill on?
He fell asleep. Last thing I'll just add, I did just put a post up today. It took an hour or so to put together some stuff on this trip out here. So if anybody, gentlemen, you want to score some brownie points with your girlfriend or your wife, I'm telling you, plan a trip out here and do the covered bridges thing. You'll get laid. I'm just throwing that out.
I thought of another great snack, and this is one of my favorite. I'm not much of a real candy, hard candy person. Peanut brittle. Good peanut brittle.
Woo! I love peanut brittle.
Oh, man. I do, too. Yep. So that's one I forgot.
Dan, sorry, Bill, to interrupt, but somebody just texted over, Dan, hashtag happy birthday, Lisa. So it's
good one. Sorry, Bill.
Inside. Hashtag thanks.
No, it's fine.
Had to have been here earlier.
Hashtag way to go, Bill.
Yeah. If you want some more, you can just go to BillOnTheRoad.com. Tomorrow, it's possible I'll be back in the studio. I don't know. It depends on how fast I get my video production done. But I'm going to KZ, Illinois, and I will tell you a little bit more about that tomorrow.
Say hi to the Sunshine Band when you're there. KZ and the Sunshine Band.
They'll be there. I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Bill,
I think it's kind of sad that he said I'll be there tomorrow. He forgot all about the mosquito bite.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I cannot believe Frank O'Pinion. You let him off the hook when he said, "Gentlemen, bring your girlfriends to the covered bridges tour. You just might get laid." I cannot believe you let him off the hook on that when he said that.
What's to let him off the hook on?
Ask him.
He didn't say he would. He said you just
ask him if that's why he was there, and then you know.
Oh, we know better.
Sorry.
That was Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World, number one selling replacement window in the country, and for a lot of good reasons. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Dan, has made the GoFundMe page a lot easier to find. I checked it, and it's easy. I will be making my contribution on there tonight, and I was going to do it today, and I did something that I almost never do. I left the house with I don't carry a wallet. I carry a money clip, driver's license, credit cards. I forgot it. I never forget it. So I my credit card, I couldn't do it, but I will do it tonight, and I encourage you, Dan's mom gonna need a lot of stuff.
Oh man.
And insurance won't cover, so it's now easy. You go to GoFundMe.com, and I just typed in Dan Strauss, and there it came. Picture you and your mom.
Mm-hmm. If you forgot your money clip today, how did you pay for the catfish? Because did you steal it?
But no, I carry cash, like bills, separate in my bag, and I don't know why.
Wow, that's weird.
That's a good thing.
Well, I know I do know why. Gambling. Because if I decide I think I'll go to the casino, I get some dough in there for that. That's a separate stash, so I used it. Oh, let's see. They still have not caught the scumbag that shot the L.A. deputies, and I know that the president says that if one of them had died, he wanted the death penalty. Here's my take. I say put him to death anyway, and here's why. There's absolutely no difference in what he did, whether they die or not. The intent was the same. This attempted murder thing, all it means is you didn't get the job done, or you're a bad shot. You still meant to kill somebody. Mm-hmm. I say kill him anyway, even if they live and it looks like they'll survive. I don't know what their condition is. It can't be good. The one woman got shot in the face. So put him to death anyway. I know they won't, and I know you can't, but if I were the king of the world, that's what would happen.
If you've ever spent a day in jail in solitary confinement, you would change your mind. You would say, give him life in solitary. It's way worse than death.
Okay, I could buy that. I could agree with that. I made a calculation mistake in numbers yesterday. I said your chances of dying from COVID are 1 in 2 million. It's 1 in 2,000 based on deaths and population. I know, big difference. I still take those odds, 1 in 2,000. Last night, I went to a casino. My last visit was Thursday night. So I was there Thursday night. I was there last night. And sometimes you, without meaning to, you meet some pretty interesting people. I don't talk to people when I gamble. I play a machine, the same game all the time. And I do it because I don't want to sit at a table. I don't want to hear people, you know, telling their stories and asking me where I'm from. And I don't care about it. I just want to play. But there was a woman next to me, and she just started yelling and screaming, woo-hoo, 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 and she won $800, and she was playing the machine, she was playing nickels. So it was a big jackpot for that money. And we just started to, I said, congratulations, then we talked a little bit, and she had a friend with her on the other side of her, and I hear her asking her friend, she says, do you know what TikTok is? And her friend says, I've heard of it. And the woman next to me who won the jackpot had also just shared with me that she has stage 4 metastatic breast cancer. She's going to die.
Wow.
And she knows it. Now, she tells the woman next to her, she said, ask her if she knew a TikTok. And the woman said, I've heard of it. And she said, well, I put a video on TikTok about me losing my hair because of the cancer. And she says, I got 4 million views.
Whoa.
And I said, wait a second.
Man.
I said, how many? She said, 4 million. I said, ma'am, you need to keep updating those posts and keep updating people about your cancer and your hair. I said, because if I'm not mistaken, with that kind of view, you should be getting some checks.
Oh, heck yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, somebody else told me that. I said, now, I don't know how you do it. I think they contact you.
Yeah.
I said, you watch your email because somebody's going to go, hey, we see how many hits you're getting. I said, ma'am, I know you don't have long to live, but you may be able to leave a nice little account for your kids or grandkids or something.
Man.
I said, that's a lot of hits.
Where did she say she put it?
TikTok.
I might have to get one of these TikTok things. I could just be like, hey, here's a video of Theo testing out some new snack or something.
But I think you have to keep doing it. You won't get money from just like one day.
Right.
Yeah.
But
every
day there's an update or something. And I said, hey, go for it. I said, somebody will contact you. And then we start to talk. Once she tells me she's got this stage 4 and she knows she's going to die, and she said, I probably got maybe at most 2 years. And then we start talking about gambling and how it's really not smart. I said, and I know it's not smart, but I thoroughly enjoy it, and it's kind of my hobby. I don't have any other hobbies. I like it. I said, as long as you don't get to the point where you're, you know, mortgaging your house or you go through your entire retirement. And I said to her, I said, and in your case, if I had what you have, I'd do whatever I wanted to do. And I would. I said, so knock yourself out. Good luck. I hope you hit another jackpot. And I went on and moved to another machine because at that point, I'm done talking to anybody. But wow, when you realize you're sitting next to somebody that knows they're going to die, it's just something about that that's really powerful.
How old do you think she was?
Oh, she was no more than maybe early 60s.
Wow.
Yeah, early 60s. I'm not sure how this happens. I've never had to worry about it. But Chris Evans, he's a Marvel, isn't he?
Yeah, he's Captain America.
So he let a photo of his penis got leaked out on a Twitter or something.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And he says it was an accident.
What?
Right.
How do you accidentally tweet out a picture of your penis?
You don't.
I don't buy that.
No.
What in the world?
Yeah. I don't know that. And I don't like the word leaked with penis. It says leaking penis doesn't, I don't like that.
One of the Cardinals pitchers a couple years ago in Florida downloaded some porn on his phone. Yeah. And on Twitter, he meant to just share it with a certain friend, but he ended up sharing it with all of his followers.
Okay, well, maybe that's what happened here.
I mean, you accidentally, your knuckle rubs the wrong button or something, and it's...
Here's an idea. Don't take pictures of your penis, and then you don't have to worry about that happening. Let's see that Mike Evans. You know how he is. Let's get the ladies. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Guy in his mid-50s, and he's talking to a buddy about colonoscopy. And he says, yeah, you know, he says, I had this colonoscopy in St. Louis here. He says, It was embarrassing. It was uncomfortable. And now they tell me I got to get another one. It's been like 5 years since I had it, and I get little polyps. So they now I got to have another one. I'm not looking forward to it. His buddy lives in San Francisco. He says, hey, man, come on out here. You come out here, you visit me, and you have it out here. I had one out here in San Francisco, and I'm going to tell you something. The nurses are nice, and they're gentle, and they're accommodating. I think it'd be a whole different experience. He goes, you know what? It's a great idea. I'll come out and visit you, and I'll schedule a colonoscopy appointment. So he does. He goes to San Francisco, and he's on the table on his side with that gown where your butt's exposed, you know, getting ready to have the colonoscopy. And the nurse, really nice, nice, gentle nurse, says to him, now, don't worry. At this stage of this procedure, it is quite normal to get an erection. He says, I don't have an erection. The nurse says, no, but I do.
Check on traffic. Here's Tori Lyons.
This report is sponsored by Invisible Fence Brand. Invisible Fence Brand introduces the all-new Boundary Plus Smart System. Advanced pet containment technology paired with new smart features keeps your pet protected in your yard. Visit InvisibleFence.com to schedule your free consultation. That's InvisibleFence.com. They cleared the incident downtown eastbound 70 before St. Louis Avenue. You're just heavy westbound 70 now, right at 141. Heavy northbound Lindbergh as you move into Charbonneir. Still slow westbound 30 at High Ridge. You might have signal issues there. And heavy southbound 109 at Highway W. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Hey, St. Louis, since you can't go to Busch Stadium, let Schnucks bring the stadium to you. Two lucky Schnucks Rewards members will win a very unique Cardinals experience. Schnucks will bring a giant TV, ballpark food, Anheuser-Busch beer, and several other surprises from the stadium to your backyard for a Cardinals watch party. There will even be special appearances from former Cardinal players. All you have to do is download the Schnucks Rewards app and enter to win. So download Schnucks Rewards and have Schnucks bring Busch Stadium to your backyard.
Shop local for all of your medical and sanitation supply needs with family-owned St. Louis staple Bertarelli Cutlery and Supply. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, disposable gloves, thermoscanners, and more. Everyone is getting back to work, and Bertarelli Cutlery can customize your plexiglass dividers for your workplace. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco@bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
Our homes are where we feel the most happy, safe, and secure. So when we see signs of foundation problems, like cracks and uneven floors, we want to make sure it's fixed forever. At Woods Basement Systems, we understand. We've been eliminating foundation worries since 1986. Call Woods at 800-388-9326 for a free estimate. That's 800-388-9326 and stop worrying. Foundation problems don't get better with time. They get better with us, the All Things Basement Tea experts. Go online to WoodsBasementSystems.com today. That's WoodsBasementSystems.com.
The Village Bar is open Monday through Sunday, noon to 8 p.m. for curbside pickup, and the dining room is now open. Get a couple burgers for yourself, or their quart-sized chili is perfect to feed the entire family. Located at 12247 Manchester Road in De Pere. To order, call 314-821-4532.
I know what that music means. That means it's time for Mike Evans. He's in Dallas. He's going to have some stuff for us, and it's all brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I know yesterday was a lot of people in withdrawal because Monday is the only day that Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse are closed. Well, that's over now. We'll be around for six more days. Because they're only closed on Monday. They're in Chesterfield Valley, if you know where that is, and I'm sure you do, east of most all the other stuff. There it is, with the big old bronze pig out front. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. You will need reservations if you're going to eat at Annie Gunn's, and you need to consider gift cards. Even if you don't have anybody in mind, go ahead and buy some gift cards, because you know how you go, oh, almost forgot, today is fill-in-the-blank's birthday or something, and I don't have anything. Yes, you do. Break out one of those Annie Gunn's or Smokehouse Market gift cards. Perfect for anybody. From Dallas, Texas, Mike Evans. Bottom of the well. All the way to the bottom. Nothing left in that bottle or glass.
Got a lot of TV stuff for you today. First, Netflix aired that child pornography film, Cuties, that we told you about. It's cost them billions of dollars. Yesterday, I saw their new animated TV show called Hoops. In eight words, it is vulgar, filthy, obscene, bad plot, zero stars.
Hmm.
Agree. And the hits just keep on coming for Netflix.
Yeah, but for every bad thing, Netflix has some really great programming.
They do.
For the most part.
They do. Yeah, they do. Drew Barrymore. Her new TV talk show, I think, is better than any other celebrity TV talk show on the air. Started on Monday. Very, very good. On CBS.
Well, I like her. She's likable. She's very likable.
Yes, she is. Jeopardy is back with Alex Trebek. Alex still fighting pancreatic cancer, but looks really good. Started yesterday. Jeopardy is back. Got a movie review for you. I absolutely love Concrete Cowboy. Stars Idris Elba and Caleb McLaughlin as his son in a true story about the real-life Fletcher Street Stables in South Philadelphia, where modern-day black cowboys take in horses nobody wants and gives them a new life. And this while hanging around burning 20-gallon barrels at night, loud hip-hop music, cheap wine, and free spirits, but all with good souls. Caleb is Elba's very delinquent 16-year-old son, whose mom has sent him from Detroit to Philadelphia to try to straighten him out. Really good movie, rated R, Concrete Cowboy, opens this weekend, 3 stars.
Okay.
Odds and ends, that reminds me, Kanye West bought a horse farm and is breeding thoroughbreds.
About time.
He's running for president.
Well, that too.
He'll do both, homie. He can do both. I told you so. 2 weeks ago, Britney Spears is retiring. She confirmed it yesterday. Says she doesn't want to go back to work. Little Birdie tells me Paris Hilton had a secret lunch yesterday with the producers of Masked Singer.
Oh, my.
Why?
I can't stand this
show. She's probably going to be like a judge or something like that.
I've never seen it. Oh, I've tried to watch it one. It's just bad.
I don't like it, but no. It gets good ratings. By the end of the week, there will have been 4 million acres of California burned to the ground. 4 million acres. What is up with Tallulah Willis releasing a photo of her bare butt? Now, don't get me wrong. Nice butt. But so what? Tallulah hasn't been in a movie in 16 years.
I've never heard of her.
Tallulah, well, she's not as popular as Rumor. Last movie she was in was The Whole 10 Yards.
What you talking about, Tallulah?
I'm sorry, Dan, did you say something?
No, I didn't. Yeah. I don't know who did.
Buckingham Palace is quiet.
Hold on, Mike, we have to, since 99% of people didn't get what Dan just did, what you talking about, Tallulah? It was the Gary Coleman played Webb. Was it Webb?
No, he didn't play Webster.
It was
Todd Bridges and Gary Coleman.
What was the show?
With the white parents.
What the heck was
it? It was Oh my goodness,
Mike! What was the show? Yeah. Okay, what you talking about, Willis? You said Tallulah Willis. So Dan said, "What you talking about, Tallulah?" Few people got it. We just wanted to explain it.
I got it. I just didn't really.
Well, you're one of those few.
Different strokes.
That's you. Yeah. What you talking about, Tallulah? You know what? Deep down, I say, way to go, Dan.
I was laughing.
Not bad.
Not bad. Thumbs up on that.
Not bad. I turned a corner.
I just got a text. 2 million people. liked it.
What?
Buckingham Palace is quietly erasing all pictures. God. Hello?
No, go ahead. Just keep talking.
Buckingham Palace is quietly erasing all pictures, news releases, comments, references to Prince Andrew, all official royal history. What does that tell you?
Just because he liked 14-year-old girls. Come on, give the guy a break. Kidding.
Hey, you guys ever watch England's Mr. Bean?
Yeah.
I can't stand him.
All the time. Rowan Atkinson.
I love him. I love him.
I like his face. He does have a funny
face.
He's got
an ugly face. He does.
Bug eyes.
Here's some wild facts about Mr. Bean. He's more popular in England than Princess Di or Paul McCartney.
True. What? Yeah.
Who's the guy like?
100 million Twitter followers.
No way.
Ooh. Wow.
Who is the guy who's kind of just like him, but is not popular anymore, but he used to be? Mr. Has Bean.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Thanks. Thank you.
This one
Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
What you talking about, Tallulah?
What you talking about, Tallulah?
Okay. Yeah. His passport simply reads Mr. Bean.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Nice.
Best friends with former Prime Minister Tony Blair. And when he met Queen Elizabeth, she dropped a handkerchief at the same time that he bowed down. He headbutted her, and the queen went down.
Not too many people can make that claim.
Wow.
I headbutted the queen.
Oh. And she went down.
Yeah, she went down. Yeah, that part, too.
There you go. And Mr. Bean, right there for yourself.
You have a whopping 40 seconds.
20 seconds. Mel Gibson.
No, I'm sorry, 20. Flop. I'm sorry, 20. No, I'm sorry, now 15. Sorry.
Go ahead. Mel Gibson's next flop is Fat Man, where he plays a rowdy, mean, unorthodox Santa. I think it's been done before, and I'm out. Mike Allison!
See, man, he got the message that time. Mm-hmm. Well, we are glad you were with us today. Tomorrow, Dr. Doug Pernikoff in the 4 o'clock hour. The rest is kind of up to you, whatever you want to talk about. Thank a police officer. More than ever, we'd appreciate it. Have a great... Now, see, I didn't make it. Now the guy's going to sing. And I hate that. I like to end before the singing starts. But, since I'm already talking, listen, folks. I want to say hi to Jackie of the Kirkwood Police Department. She was parked in a Kirkwood police car, and I walked over, and I thanked her, and she really appreciated it. Please do that. You get an opportunity almost every day. Just be careful how you do it. Approach from the front. And say, I just want to thank you, we appreciate you, to a police officer. Okay? Not a tough thing to do. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, dude.
All right, Dan, goodbye. Dan.
Bye, y'all.
Goodbye, St. Louis. Bye-bye.
This is locally owned 590 The Fan and 590TheFan.com. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis.
You need to know.
The NBA's Eastern Conference Finals are underway now in the Orlando bubble as Miami's taking on Boston in game number one. 5:06 to play in the first quarter, and the Celtics lead the Heat 19-10. Already a fast start for Jason Tatum as he has 8 points so far. All five Celtics are on the score sheet. Coming up later, it'll be Game 7 in the Western Conference semifinal as the Clippers take on Denver. Major League Baseball announced their postseason schedule, and what is most notable is the Divisional Championship and World Series will all be played at neutral sites in either Texas or California. The Fall Classic to be held at all-new Globe Life Park in Arlington. Postseason gets underway September 29th. Tonight's game in Seattle with the Giants has been postponed due to poor air quality from nearby fires. The series will resume in San Francisco, likely tomorrow and Thursday. I'm Ralph Ervin.